Battled Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko flew to Russia looking for more support from President Vladimir Putin, and he got it. Putin promised a $1.5 billion loan for Belarus. Despite increasingly aggressive action from Lukashenko's security forces, he has failed to reclaim the streets from demonstrators. Tens of thousands of them taunted him Sunday with chants of, quote, you're a rat, end quote. Lukashenko calls the demonstrators a Western plot and has placed his fate in Moscow's hands, requesting economic support and military aid. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, signifying normalized relations between the two countries. Since the August diplomatic breakthrough brokered by the U.S., Israeli business leaders have rushed to Abu Dhabi and Dubai with their products. A group of industry leaders is due in the Emirates Monday. The first business delegation visited the UAE last week following an official Israeli government visit. The UN Human Rights Office reports the Myanmar military continues to attack, persecute, and commit gross violations against the Rohingya Muslims 3 years after similar actions triggered a mass exodus of more than 750,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh. The report has been submitted to the UN Human Rights Council. A local Myanmar human rights organization is calling on the international community to cut its business ties with the military conglomerates and to impose a moratorium on arms transfers to Myanmar. Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday accused the European Union of threatening Britain's territorial integrity as he urged lawmakers to back a new bill that breaks international law. Johnson's government has openly admitted the UK internal market bill, if passed, will breach the withdrawal agreement it signed with Brussels. This is VOA News. Argentina's coronavirus positive rate, the number